We are not the only family leaving the city. People pour out of their homes and into the streets, moving very slowly out of Phnom Penh. Like us, some are lucky and ride away in some kind of vehicle. However, many leave on foot, their sandals flapping against the soles of their feet with every step. Our truck inches on in the streets, allowing us a safe view of the scene. Everywhere, people scream their goodbyes to those who choose to stay behind. Tears pour from their eyes. Little children cry for their mothers, snot dripping from their noses into their open mouths. Farmers harshly whip their cows and oxen to pull the wagons faster. Women and men carry their belongings in cloth bags on their backs and their heads. They walk with short, brisk steps, yelling for their kids to stay together, to hold each other's hands, to not get left behind. I squeeze my body closer to Cave as the world moves in hurried confusion from the city. The soldiers are everywhere. There are so many of them around, yelling into their bullhorns, no longer smiling as I saw them before. Now they shout loud, angry words at us while cradling rifles in their arms. They holler for the people to close their shops, to gather all guns and weapons, to surrender the weapons to them. They scream at families to move faster, to get out of the way, to not talk back. I bury my face into Cave's chest, my arms tight around her waist, stifling a cry. Chu sits silently on the other side of Cave, her eyes shut. Beside us, Kim and Meng sit stone-faced, watching the commotion below. "Cave, why are the soldiers so mean to us?" I ask, clinging even more tightly to her. "Shh! They are called Khmer Rouge. They are the communists." "What is a communist?" "Well, it means... it's hard to explain. Ask Pa later," she whispers. Cave tells me the soldiers claim to love Cambodia and its people very much. I wonder, then, why they are this mean if they love us so much. I cheered for them earlier today, but now I am afraid of them.
Take as little as you can. You will not need your city belongings. You will be able to return in 3 days. No one can stay here. The city must be clean and empty. The U.S. will bomb the city. The U.S. will bomb the city. Leave and stay in the country for a few days. Leave now.
The soldiers blast these messages repeatedly. I clap my hands over my ears and I hide my face against Cave's chest, feeling her arms tighten around my small body. The soldiers wave their guns above their heads and fire shots into the air to make sure we all understand their threats are real. After each round of rifle fire, people push and shove one another in a panicked frenzy trying to evacuate the city. I am riddled with fear, but I am lucky my family has a truck in which we can all ride safely from the panicked crowds.